Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's time for Scoot on the Air Money Trends with Metairie Bank on WWL. And John LeBlanc, Metairie Bank CEO, joins us live on the air. John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Glad to be with you today.
Thank you for being here. Great weather. It's going to be a phenomenal weekend for Jazz Fest, and hopefully next weekend will be just as nice. Let's talk about the economic impact of Jazz Fest and what it means. And you have the insight of a banker, and you see where the money goes, and you see how there's this ripple effect of the Jazz Fest being here and how the benefits of that just ripple through our society.
Absolutely, Scoot. You know, we are so fortunate to have this great event here in our city, and actually all the events we've had this month. It's been a amazing month with the French Quarter Festival, and not only do we have the Jazz Fest starting tomorrow, but we've also got a one-of-a-kind PGA golf event in Jefferson Parish starting tomorrow as well. So we've got a ton of stuff going on, and I can tell you, you know, from our customers' perspectives and some of the other folks that we speak to, you know, this is a much-needed economic boost for our local economy, not just the food vendors and the T-shirt salespeople within the confines of the fairgrounds out there. But one of the interesting things about the Jazz Fest is it's one of the few festivals that kind of wraps up, let's say, relatively early in the day. You know, it's usually over around 7 o'clock. And all of these people, 100,000, 150,000 people, leave the fairgrounds and spill out into the city, into our restaurants and nightclubs and theaters. And it's just a multiplier effect on our economy. So it's just such an amazing economic engine, this festival that we're fortunate enough to have.
Now, with the Zurich Classic in town the same weekend, do you think that the money spent per capita of those for the Zurich Classic might be a little greater than those who are in town for Jazz Fest?
You know, I think that would be an interesting study to see the results. You know, I do think if you're traveling in town for the golf tournament, I'm sure you're going to want to throw in a day at the Jazz Fest. I don't see how you can pass up on that opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, the Jazz Fest, if you look at it just as a music event, the entertainment value for your ticket price, you can't beat that for a full day of music from any genre that appeals to you. Then you throw in the food opportunities out there. It is just a great value. So I would think, you know, if you're traveling in for the Zurich golf tournament, you try and schedule a day or two to head over to the Jazz Fest. And I'd be surprised if that wasn't part of the scheduling process.
Maybe so.
You know, when the tour comes to town, it certainly doesn't hurt that we've got the
well, you know, I'm just thinking about, like, when I watch, you know, when I'm channel surfing, I'm not a golfer, so I don't really stay very long. But if I hit the golf channel and I see some of the commercials that advertise on the golf channel, this is a rather wealthy crowd that you know, generally speaking, that plays golf. And I don't know if golf can be expensive, but I think that if you can take that much time in your life, you got to have some extra money in your life. So these are people that may have a little money. I'm I'm kind of joking about it, but you see the commercials on the Golf Channel, and you know that this is a rather wealthy crowd that's in town.
Without a doubt, it is. It's a good crowd. It's the kind of crowd we want to attract to the city. And I think we're just very fortunate. And I think one of the other interesting things that I guess I haven't mentioned, we've really talked about the direct impact on the local vendors and the local restaurants and that sort of thing. But I think what we don't talk about enough is the actual Jazz and Heritage Foundation and the great work that they do. You know, they do a lot of great work supporting our musicians, you know, throughout the year, whether it's hosting events or grants that they make available to help keep the culture alive in the city. They do a lot of amazing things. So, you know, I just wanted to make sure we plugged those guys for a second, because they really do a lot to keep the jazz culture and heritage alive in the city, and you know, we get the benefits of that throughout the year.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And you know, also the idea that it does shut down relatively early. It doesn't go into the night, and people who go to Jazz Fest, a lot of them are tired and they go home, but a lot of them are going out in the city.
Hey, yeah, maybe some of them can go see Ian on Friday night.
That's right. Go to Ian's play. John, thank you for being with us, and it's always great to have you on with SOTA Money Trends here on WWL with you and with Paul Myers. Thank you for being with us, and love your insight into everything that we talk about. And, you know, this is just a really great time. The weather's going to be beautiful, and the Zurich Classic and the incredible Jazz Fest happening this weekend. The weather's going to be near perfect for both of these events, and that's a blessing.
Absolutely. I hope everyone gets to go out and enjoy it. Have a great day, Scoot.
You too, John. John LaValle, Metairie Bank CEO, with us for SOTA Money Trends on WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.